Welcome back to another episode of Oh My Pod. I'm Matt.
And I'm Omar. On this weekly podcast, we sip wine and we spill tea, baby, with industry leaders who are making a great big impact on the world.
On today's episode, we're sitting down with Karuna and Alistair, our friends and creative blogger duo here in Toronto.
We discuss how they first got started with their blog, how they use fashion to inspire what they create, the hustle culture of today and how to combat it, and just how to basically deal with all the just the nasties that life throws at us. So sit back,
grab that glass of wine, and enjoy.
Fine, whatever. It's doing it, it's fine.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yes, you can see
it.
It's a really cold evening here in Toronto, but our good friends, Alistair and Karuna, have decided to join us and get a little bit boozy. So welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. So tell us about yourself. We'll start there. We'll start at the beginning. Who are you? Who are we?
We
Alice is looking
individually
up
and like,
wow, we opened up a black hole.
I wasn't prepared for this.
How did you meet?
That's a good segue. Yeah. We met in Dubai, which is where we were both born and raised. We went to high school together.
Yep.
And we were friends and then best friends briefly, and then we started to date at the end of high school.
Yeah, like the first time I saw you was in grade 7, going to grade 8,
yeah.
I think.
We were both in a high school musical production called Clowns.
It's
really on brand.
Were you both clowns, or what were the roles?
Yeah, I was a clown dancer.
I think all of us were, like, everyone's clown. Oh, was a clown in that show, and then I think Karuna was a dancer.
Yeah, and you were a singer.
I was a singer, yeah. But I also had a part where I was like on stilts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was wearing like 8-inch platform heels.
Wow.
We
perfect
didn't sign any waivers.
Well, perfect. No, I was actually shorter than her.
Oh.
He was like a good 8
short
inches
stilts.
Shorter than me.
Yeah.
But also, how long ago was that?
Long time.
2007.
Yeah.
Many moons.
12 years
of our
ago.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
Years ago?
So we moved to Toronto together for university.
Yeah.
Studied in Mississauga for 4 years, and then we moved downtown, got jobs, did that thing.
Yeah.
But we also, right before we graduated, we started What We Wore together, which is
I would say, like, it's a blog dedicated to fashion, and now it's slowly expanding towards travel as well, and lifestyle, I would say.
Yeah, which is... Documenting day to day.
Yeah. We're trying fitness and that's not
she's
exactly
a hard
you guys
going.
Do that way better.
No. Just means really fucking hard, okay? yeah, I love that about you both.
Yeah.
How did that get started? Like, who decided? Or like, where was the inception of What We Wore? Because if people who don't know what We Wore is, What We Wore is this gorgeous platform that they have created online, which is just showcases their outfits and their day-to-day like happenings.
Yeah.
They have some good outfits. Those fall looks.
Good.
Yo, they floor me.
Thank you. They were good when it was a good temperature, and now swiftly
now it's
moving
over.
On. Right. We're wearing gray today. Just gray. That's where we're at.
It's getting a bit tricky. Like, I was talking to her yesterday about, I was like, okay, what if we go ahead and we talk about loafers? Like, and different like styles and everything with
shoes.
Yeah, with shoes and shoes. It's like, you know, it's getting really cold right now, right?
Anyway.
So yeah.
Yeah,
so,
your ankles
just
can't,
boots.
Your ankles can't.
Yeah, yeah, just boots. Yeah.
What we wore. So I think I was the one to initiate it, but
definitely.
It wasn't. It like didn't take very long to get him on board. Like
yeah.
I said it, and he was like, "Yeah, let's do it." We both, like, it is what it is. We both like to dress up. Like, even in university, we had a lot of fun with that. Even then, like, there were lazy days. Like, we still like to play around with our outfits. I think we both express ourselves a lot through our style. So that was it. That it was pretty surface level. We were like, we like to dress up. Let's take photos.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, it.
Yeah, because I think it depends on, like, how you feel on that specific day, right?
Yeah.
Even when it came to, like fashion or dressing up, it was not for anyone else, it was just for us. So it was like maybe on a Friday afternoon, like the last day of class, it was for us, it was just kind of like, okay, what are we like, how do we feel today, what are we like, what do we feel like dressing up. There were days where we were wearing like jumpers and like tracks, mm-hmm. but obviously we tried to stay away from that.
I think we like at this point we've like gotten to a comfortable place, but yeah, it started pretty surface level, and then we kind of rode the wave as like influencer culture and all that stuff.
Because when was that? Brew. What year?
2015 is when we started. Okay. 2015 okay. August.
Right.
So pretty early-ish yeah. in the.
I would say it was like right on the cusp of because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. we'd like been we both had followed people at that point, right?
It was at that time where it kind of felt like whoever was blogging or whoever was on Instagram, it was like a specific set of people, mm-hmm. and not everyone was doing it at that point of time.
Right. They were like celebrity status. Like,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Look at that cool person.
Right.
Yeah.
So when we decided to announce the whole, like, this project of ours, obviously we decided to do this. Maybe it was, like, 2 months where we really planned and prepped.
We thought about
things.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely, yeah. like, thought about it. Because it takes a leap to, like, put yourself out there. Yeah. We hadn't ever done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was kind of active on my own social media. He was...
No, I wasn't.
You tried, like, you wanted to.
It basically started off with, like, she was on Instagram and she liked to, like, she loved to edit and take pictures and all that kind of stuff. And me, straight up, I said that I wanted someone to take a bunch of pictures of me, and I'm more than happy. That's like when...
Found her.
Love that. There you go.
There we go.
What a pair.
That's a story.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because she was like, hey, what do you think about starting a blog? And I was just like... Yeah, I'm down. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was
like,
very pleasantly surprised because, I don't know, I would say, like, typically it's not a very, like, masculine thing that someone would jump at based on, like, the norms and the stereotypes. Mm-hmm. But he was super on board and I was like, great, we're going to have fun.
Yeah, because I feel like, me personally, I rarely see, like, straight couple do, like, a couple account.
Because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I feel like I see a lot of, like, guys who are a couple.
Yeah.
And it's really successful. Or, like, a lesbian couple.
Yeah.
And they're really successful.
Yeah.
And, like, but they have, like... you know, whatever they do. But you two have, like, such distinct, like, separate styles and mm-hmm. separate, like, personalities and voices and stuff. And how do you, like, do the Instagram thing together, but try and keep it unique to your own voices? That was, like, a really long question.
I know, but it was good. It's, like, it got deeper and deeper. I think we struggle with it, like, to this day. I don't think there's, like, an answer for, like, how we don't have a formula for, like, how we... present.
Yeah.
Right?
Because I think we were discussing about this yesterday itself. It's kind of like obvious that if anyone sees our Instagram profile, they do think that it's the first like post or first story that they would see, that they would think like, okay, it's Karuna.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, Karuna is more active on on Instagram.
Yeah.
For me, it's kind of like I'm constantly thinking about before like what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So it's like I might post something, but it kind of like I have to take up like it takes courage to actually post something, and then it's gonna take another week for me to like really post something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm not still gotten used to the fact of just constantly posting. I'm like thinking twice before posting about what other people will think about it.
Uh-huh.
So it does, like, I feel way more comfortable when I'm with Karuna.
I think it's a reflection of our personalities, mm-hmm, because in person he can branch out into a conversation much easier. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something that I learned from him over the years. And mm-hmm. I'm, on the other hand, put me in front of a screen and I can, like, thrive, mm-hmm, like, sending emails,
right,
and, like, talking to people. I'll build those relationships and then take them offline. And he's mm-hmm. much better at building it in person.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I think that also helps us a lot, because... I can work on kind of our online, and then when there's events and things where I'm kind of like not able to bridge the conversation, and like when we had to network in the beginning, like he actually did step up and he would like take those conversations to you know, like I break the ice
kind
of thing.
Right.
He's good with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess like that's kind of like the business perspective of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to the creative side of it. So it's like a lot of times it's like if it's in person and everything, I'm way more calm and like confident about talking to people. Whereas I think Karuna feels, well, actually now you're like...
Yeah, like I said, like it's definitely been like practice. I think anybody who's like introverted or like leaning towards introvert will have to practice it. I think Matt is
similar. I am vibing
with
you so
much. I feel like
we
vibe on that. It's definitely a practice. So
it's very similar with both of us because I think Omar has that more Alistair kind of thing.
It's like charisma.
The charisma, you like love to talk to people, and I hate talking to people.
I love breaking the ice.
I will freeze everything. I don't want to speak to a human.
Yeah.
But I'll gladly like DM someone.
Exactly.
Or I'll email a brand, or I'll talk to a PR agency,
yeah,
and then we'll take those things offline, just like you said.
Exactly. that.
So I think having that balance is really, really good.
Yeah, and it's good because then there's times where I'll recognize that, like, I'm not doing that and he needs to step up, or he'll tell me I need to step up. So we're able to sort of push each other outside of our comfort zones in that sense. But yeah, like, managing the presence online, it's like day by day.
Yeah.
If there's a day where he wakes up and he's like, I'm feeling creative and I want to share today, I'm like, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we've ever said, like, no.
No.
To something that either of us wanted to post, right?
And I think it's even, no, not really.
Yeah.
I think it's even great to the fact that we both have, like, both of us are doing this together and it's not just a solo project.
Mm-hmm.
Because we never, like, when we, even when we started this off, it was just, I know both of us tend to, a couple of things that we tend to do throughout the day is we're just on different websites, like Zara, Massimo.
It's like vision boarding.
Right. Yeah, right. So you're constantly thinking, you're looking at stuff not to just buy them, but to feel like, okay, I can pair this outfit or this jacket with this trouser, so and so. So it kind of...
That's really interesting because I, like, I mean, in my mind, I just feel like everyone just, like, goes to the store and just buys a couple of things and, like, pieces things together.
Because
sometimes I look in my wardrobe and I'm like, everything's shit.
Yeah.
But, like, you work at it. That's why you look so fucking...
Is that not something that people
do? No, I don't. I don't.
Never. No.
Well, it's, like, a lot of times, like, I've seen... it's not... I mean, I've seen a bunch of... female bloggers to do a great job, and then they try to include their boyfriend in the post and everything.
It doesn't work out.
But it's kind of like when I see that, I'm like, you know, it's like, it's awesome that you're bringing in your boyfriend, but I'm like his trousers are not tapered. Like,
right,
it's
feels a little forced.
Yeah,
like it's like the colors are not matching. It feels like the jacket was like it's not fitting properly, and I feel like. Like, a lot of people think that when it comes to, like, women fashion, it's always, it's the right cut, it's the right fit. But for men, it's not the same. But it is this exact same thing. It's like, you need to... Because, I mean, initially, I think when we first started dating, like, things would never fit me. I think people thought that I was wearing, like, my dad's sweater and my dad's t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then slowly, as, like, growing up, I started realizing that you need to dress... for your body, and you need to know exactly what suits you and what fits you, and it's still the same for me every single day. Like, I might buy something and I realize that, okay, no, this is
not.
But you know what, like, that's why celebrities look so good. It's because they have clothes tailored to their body. And they have stylists who are like, your body looks like this and this is what looks good on it. We don't have anybody doing that.
I know.
So when we go in and we buy, like, a size medium, it's like a medium for who? Who knows? That it's like that store's prototype. So I think, we like realized, we both have like I have a very long torso and long legs, and I think he's the same. We're just like lanky people. So we had to figure out early on like what looks good and what doesn't, and what feels good. What feels good is the big one.
What feels good.
Because it comes across as like superficial, but then when you think about the impact that clothes have on you, like it's profound. Like the way that if my jeans don't fit right, like in the morning, my whole day is
your
like
whole
awesome.
Day.
Because my butt looks weird. That's it. It's a small thing.
Like, it's got nothing to do with the brands. It's got nothing to do with any of that sort. Is this kind of like, okay, if you're, like, you're wearing, like, trousers, if it's fitting you well, when you see yourself in the mirror, you yourself know that, you know, like, whatever you're wearing, it does, it kind of complements your body at the end of the day. And then that's how it is. Like, it's all about, like how you pair your clothes, so.
Yeah,
it's clothes and it's beauty and it's hair and it's everything that you put onto your body or put into your body or like whatever you see in the mirror, you're going to feel that way automatically. It's just how our brains are made.
If we
see someone else wearing something nice and we're wearing something really gross and we're feeling icky that day, then we're automatically going to feel a little bit worse.
Yeah,
that's why I've had a really icky day today. I've just been like working a lot and like wearing really baggy clothes.
And sometimes you need that.
Right.
Sometimes you're like... body needs a break from the waistband on your pants, you know?
Yeah,
it needs to, like, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
So that the next day you can be like, wow, look at that waistband. Where'd it go? Back out in the jeans, you know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So, like, so you're both full-time workers and you're also full-time creators. So, like, full-time, part-time.
Kind of.
What,
yeah.
I don't know what you'd classify
side hustle,
right now.
Right? Is
side
that
hustle.
What they say?
Yeah.
The kids...
Because you were doing... the kids do say the hustle. So you were... Because, Karina, you were doing it mostly full-time for, like, the past...
Yeah.
How long?
It was on and off. So I started... When I graduated from university, I decided that I definitely wanted to work full-time. Like, I didn't know where I was going. So I was like, full-time work makes sense. So I went into public relations, and Alistair also did the same. Like, he wanted to work full-time right off the bat. He stuck with it, and then I kind of like filtered in between trying to figure out what I want to do, because I realized one industry wasn't for me, and then I spent a year kind of freelancing, kind of just like taking time to like understand, and also the job market is not easy.
Right.
So it was a bit of both. It was a bit of fun employment. It was a bit of like figuring out the next step. And then I fell back into full-time earlier this year. So I was out of work, full-time work, I would say, for like 14 months.
14, yeah.
But in that time, I was like kind of part-time freelancing, like working on content creation and like writing for odd jobs here and there. So yeah, a bit of both. That's where it's been.
So how do you find the juggle between the two now? That you're like both full time and you're trying to also keep this going. You're trying to keep like the engine revving while you're starting up another job and you're keeping the job that you've had.
Yeah.
How do you find that? Do you find it stressful, anxious? Like where?
Like one of the most stressful things that we've ever done.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
I mean, like even like say for example like last year, even when you were not working, I still remember that we used to wake up around 5 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning, just to make sure that we're gonna be like we're taking a couple of pictures before I can head out to work,
right?
Or like after like I'm gonna be it's like during our lunch or like right after work, we have to like make it home on time so that we're getting the picture done, and then it's like the sun setting, the lighting is bad.
You can see the light fading, and you're like,
oh. Like I mentioned the stress. You're like, the sun's like going over the horizon. Yeah. You're like, oh.
You know what it is? It boils down to timing. Like, you just never have enough hours in the day.
Yes.
It's kind of like, you know, it's like, even though you say, like, you don't have enough time in a day, and then you always think about it, and you're like, well, you know, the weekend was there. But, like, you really, I mean, like, for us, I mean, we're working 5 days a week. It's not that easy. It's like by the time you come home, as much as you're trying to be optimistic, you do feel a bit tired. When the weekend kicks in, it's like kind of like time for just for ourselves to really just relax before you can recuperate and you can head back to work.
Yeah.
So that gets a bit tricky where that willpower of just, you know, like saying to yourself that, hey, I think we should actually get up and go, and we have to do our second job, which is like like shooting and then for the blog. So that's something where it's like, I think it's kind of like a mind game where you're like constantly trying to tell yourself, this is like, no one forced you to do this. This is like, exactly. This is like your passion project, and you should have like, that should be the frame of mind before you go into it. Yeah. So,
I think we always come back to that. Like anytime we've struggled with content creation and like blogging or posting to Instagram or just like experimenting with outfits, we'll get tired and we can almost get like fed up where we're like, oh, why are we doing this? It's like so frustrating. Like, A, B, and C are annoying me. And then it's like, well, no, don't do it. Nobody asked you to do it. You took up this project on your own, and it's your business. Like, if you decide to stop today, great. You're fine.
But it's also the pressure of, like, having an online presence.
That's true.
It's, like, staying relevant.
That's true.
Yeah, being consistent so that, like, brands can see you, and so then you can, like, work with brands. And then if you do have partnerships, you're just stressed about, like, what to shoot.
Deadlines,
and creating
right?
the concept
yeah.
and then meeting the deadline and... like I struggle.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm balancing two things too, but I feel like they're both equally split. But you're working 9 to 5.
Yeah. That's what it is. Like when I was working I was freelancing and like doing the blog and Alistair was working. I had the freedom to make my schedule and he didn't. So at least we could meet in the middle there.
Yeah.
So we could meet in the middle somewhere. Now we have his work schedule, which doesn't depend on him. My work schedule, which doesn't depend on me. And then we have these two other schedules that work with what we wore that are fully dependent on us, but it's kind of like where we meet it'll meet us. So it's a tug of war, like week to week. We're not in the practice of this, but every time we do get together and we like check in, we like write notes or like have a little meeting, treat it like we have tasks to get done. Even though it's like a creative project, we have to kind of like... put some logic into strategy into the way that we approach it so that we can have fun in the long run.
Right.
It sounds so boring, but you know, it's like, if it's something you love and you like need to like enjoy the fruits of your labor or whatever, it needs some strategy, needs some like, some actual effort.
Because I mean, even when we first started this off, it might feel or it might look like as at the moment where we feel like we're like pressured with work and as well as the blog. But the fact is, like when we first started off the blog, we were in our last year of university. And that's not even like just when the fourth year started. This was kind of like nearing examinations.
Right.
So, but at the same time, we made sure that we used to drive to like specific spots. We used to think about our outfits. We should think about our blog posts before we can even go ahead and we can post them. So it's like, we did a lot of the stuff initially. It's just that going back to the same flow, so that no matter what, it, because we didn't really have free time.
No, yeah, we used to make it.
Yeah,
so it's the same thing now. It's just it's like the willpower. Like, well, this now it's kind of a paying job, so you're like, that's a paycheck that I'm putting at stake. So it's a little bit harder. It's a bit more complicated.
Yeah.
But then to that point, like earlier you mentioned the fact that we also take our like rest time very seriously.
Right.
Yeah.
We're like, we both love to pamper ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's like unabashed about it. Because, the culture that we're in, it's like hustle, hustle, hustle. But then at what point are you going to burn out? Like, I definitely experienced burnout at one point this year at Matt's birthday, actually.
Yeah.
And that really, when your body forces you to like snap out of it, that's when you realize, wow, I've like really missed a bunch of cues in which I was supposed to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's what you take from the situation. Like every month, every week is different. You have to like assess what is your priority today or this week or this month. And then that will take you forward. Yeah, like when I was not feeling so fly, I had to like take some time off.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care about the job or work, my health or the blog. My health is number one right now. Whereas right now, I think we're more in a phase where we're trying to like brainstorm and be more creative with what we wore and like.
Definitely feel like, you were kind of forced to take some time off with the amount of like stress and the workload. But I feel like now I can definitely feel like we're getting back into that flow.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
And I think, I was just going to say, I feel like you'll have like a lull.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have a lull.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I feel like, I mean, I see so many Instagrammers that are like constantly churning out content. And for people who want to get started or like maybe have like a smaller blog and can see all of this happening, they're like, oh, wait, but like, I don't have the time. And they're really stressed about it and about being consistent. It's knowing that like people have jobs. The people that you see posting all the time probably do that full time.
Yeah.
And
but they have to get there.
Yeah, and they have to get there.
Yeah.
Instagram normalizes it. So what you see on the feed, so like you start following someone who's at 100K already and you're like, oh my God, I need to get there as soon as possible. So I need to work my ass off. Which yes, you do need to work your ass off, but there's always the background that you never see behind like one post, behind like one person who's successful. So I think that's probably one of the best pieces of advice that you can give to someone who's trying to, who's like has a full-time job, but also wants to do that side hustle on the side, is that it's okay to like chill. Instagram's not going anywhere.
No.
For like next couple of years at least. Like there's all, like social media is never going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like you always have time to build up that hustle no matter where you do it online. So I think that's so important.
Like, and I think, a lot of people see, like, back to hustle culture.
Yeah.
People see people doing, like, so many things. And they're like, I need to also be doing so many things.
Yeah.
And then they, like, collapse.
Exactly.
Oh.
No, like, I'm
right.
definitely one of those people where I can't say no. I have a really hard time saying no to, like, work or favor, like, anything. Someone's like, can you do this? I'm like, yeah. Oh my God, I want to like.
Yeah.
Because genuinely, you do think that you can do it.
Yeah.
And then, because I'll also like accept so many things.
Yeah.
I accept photo shoots, I accept campaigns. And I'm like, oh, it's only Tuesday and I've got like so many deadlines and I'm doing so many things and I'll like be screaming. I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
It's not fun
for
me
to be around. Because I've accepted so many things because
you think you're a superhero. In your
think
mind,
I'm a superhero,
you think
yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
And it's all about time.
I have a great piece of advice there from my therapist, actually.
Let's
go. Yeah, so I took this to her. I was like, listen, I can't stop saying yes to work. And then I put myself in a position where I can't do the work. So I like harm my reputation or like my work ethic, whatever. Because my new boss, who's known me for 3 months, picked up on my biggest weakness in those 3 months. Like we had a performance review and she like was very sweet about it. She like gave me great feedback, but also the one piece of like improvement, she like hit the nail on the head. She was like, you get really excited and then you're like big picture, but you quickly realize you can't handle the workload and then you can't communicate that because you're kind of panicking. You're stuck. So I took that to my therapist and she's like, why don't you just, next time someone comes to you and asks you for a favor or for work, just say, give me a minute or let me get back to you. Because she's saying what happens is in my panic, you're doing fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
So flight means your brain stops working. You're in panic mode and you say yes. That means it was not a response that came from your head.
Right.
Your nervous system's like not working in that moment. So if you say, give me a minute or like take a half hour or whatever, take a beat, put yourself together, your nervous system comes back together and you can give a logical response that you actually mean.
Wow.
There we go.
That's great.
It's
just
been
like
helping
a
lot.
She told
me that like 2 weeks ago and it's honestly been really
amazing.
Useful.
Yeah. I've actually implemented it this week.
Yeah, I told him right away.
Amazing.
I was like, listen, I got a strategy.
I've said no to every single thing.
Like, nothing has happened.
I was like, give me a minute.
Oh my God.
No.
No, I love that. Because you do have to take some time.
Yeah, before, just take a beat. Look at your schedule. Look at your to-do list. Yeah. Lists are great.
Because we never look at our schedules. We're like, yep, I can go to 10 events. And like, also for like a blogger, we get all these event invites, especially for holiday. We're like, in December, I can go to 10 events on December 1st.
Absolutely.
And then 5 events the next day. I can take a campaign. I can take 20 more campaigns. Yeah. And it's not good for you.
Oh, and then it comes to the event night and I'm like, I'm burnt out. Sorry, I can't go.
Yeah, how many responses have you sent where you're like, I'm so sorry, I'm not feeling well at the last moment. Too many. It's not you, it's really me.
I know, it's really, really me.
It's truly
me. I'm so sorry.
Well, I mean, like, I've seen, like, even when it comes to you guys, when it comes to your Instagram profiles and everything, if you guys are not in the mood, or if you guys are not having, like, the best of days, you guys do express that.
Yeah.
And that's the conversation that I keep having with Karuna, because the whole idea, which I've noticed about Instagram, is it's kind of like a playground where it's, like, once you enter, everyone feels like they got to be happy. And I never understand this thing.
That's a good metaphor.
I like that. I've never heard that before.
Fucking love that.
It's just like, you know, I prep for, like, a week or... No. But it's literally, like, I've literally seen the trend where it's, like, once you enter, everyone's happy every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And then there comes a day where no one sees it, and they're just kind of, like, crashing, saying... I've not been happy, I've done this, I've like, it's been difficult for the past couple of weeks and all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really think about it, like the number of people on Instagram, like who are you getting, like who are you actually influencing or who are you affecting? You're not affecting anyone but yourself. Like it's, you're just doing this to yourself. So it's like, that's a time where it's like, we always ask ourselves, they're like, do you really want to go and shoot? Do you really want to talk on Instagram? We're like, no, let's just not do it. Because it's, like, be realistic at the end of the day. It's like why are you on the platform? It's kind of like just to showcase or express your passion. But if you're not having a good day, you can say that. It's fine.
Yeah.
I think people will understand that. But to always be that person trying to like make people smile and everything,
it's unsustainable.
It comes from like a lot of a fake place.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've met people who are like, oh my god, okay, so it comes across fake when you listen to someone like talk about their like fabulous life on the internet and then you meet them in person and they're absolute garbage. I feel like I've said this too many times on this podcast, but
it's true.
It's so true. And I'm like, it's so upsetting when I like meet people at events and I'm like, oh, fucking suck.
Yeah. We're big on like energy. Like I feel like we talk about that a lot, and you get someone's energy the minute you meet them.
Yeah.
And if it's off and you expected something different, well, okay, like you had the expectation yourself, no one asked you to, but yeah, it's jarring where you're like, wait, is everyone not that happy? What is it? Like, what's the situation? And like with a lot of other situations, like people can put pressure on you, but I think with social media, we largely put it on ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Like when you sit back and you're like, who is asking me to do this?
Yeah.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're just like, maybe just let me unload some of this pressure onto the side of the road.
Yeah.
Then let me just not do this thing that's making me unhappy. And you, I don't know. I think that if you just take the beat and like take yourself out of that situation, like look at it from afar, you're like, what am I doing?
Because you guys have done it before. I think it was at the beginning of this year where you were like being really, really consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Christmas and the New Year, like the rush was huge. And then you just took like a 2-week break.
Yeah.
You were just like, bye, gone.
That was the first one.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of like our, we're going through it again.
One now. We took one at the beginning of this year. But this is like, we started in 2015. So 4 years in. This is the first time we actually like decided to like put the phone down.
Yeah.
Like log out.
Yeah.
I think I still like logged in a few times, but I was like, for the most part, trying not to like be on there, and I think you're pretty good about not being in there anyway.
No,
are you not? Do you lie?
No, no. I mean, like no. Like what I mean to say, it's this. Like I don't get affected by it because I'm
that's
just
because
I just
fair.
Keep saying like, nah, I'm just tired. Like
you're pretty good at like disconnecting. Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows? It could be because of the type of bloggers as well, right? I always feel like there's a lot of way more like female bloggers on, like on the platform compared to like men bloggers. Like so many times when I see men bloggers, I'm like, I don't, like each one is a bit distinctive, maybe because we don't follow a lot
of
them.
You mean like the sheer volume, like you get a little bit more, you mean like you see more variation?
Yeah, maybe because we don't follow a lot of
them,
maybe. And I also feel like each person that I'm seeing, like it's like Matt, Omar, like Daniel, all these people are doing their own thing and they've got their own stream where they're showing, like they're showcasing
their competition.
Yeah. Whereas who knows, maybe female, like I'm not too sure.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like in this city specifically, like there are a lot more female bloggers than there are male. And I just feel like a lot of straight men really don't know how to dress themselves. And, like, you're, I mean, doing a service to the planet by sharing great style to educate these men. Because, as you said before, like, these girl bloggers will bring their boyfriends on and they don't dress
I think
very
it's a
well.
Larger, I think it goes back further to, like, taking care of yourself and then that being considered maybe feminine, as like taking care of yourself is a thing that's not very macho.
Right.
So I think it probably goes back further and those like translate into little things that then you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think it's very simple for me. It's always been that if you expect a girl or if girls take so much time to like take care of themselves, like why shouldn't guys do the same? So it was like, it's always like stemming from like when I was a kid itself is like, I'm like, you expect, like, a lot of guys, I would say, would expect, like, maybe, like, you know, like a... It's kind of like, okay, a girl is supposed to, like...
Like, shave their legs or whatever. Like, that's their process, and the guy's process is, like, put on after.
Oh, no, because I'm a guy, I'm not... Like, who ever said that?
I'm not supposed to, like, talk about grooming so much.
Yeah.
Or, like, what do they say? Could they call you metro? Is that metrosexual?
Metro.
Like,
I'm always thinking that as a compliment. Yeah. I'm like, I smell... I mean, I hope I smell good. But I've always just been like, if you don't take care of yourself, then what are you doing exactly? Like, how do you... Like, how can you have an expectation about someone else? And but you shouldn't, like, no one else should, like, have, like, such an expectation
and
about
that's, like,
you.
And it's, like, basic hygiene. It doesn't have to be,
oh,
like, style.
Yeah,
it's
mean,
just,
yeah,
like,
listen.
Clean yourself up. Feel good about
yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure you're
trust
not,
me,
like,
after you do
bacteria.
That, you'll feel good about yourself.
I think it's really important for, like, y'all to share on your own socials as well. Because, like, you share it a lot that you need to take time for yourself. And
playing
Omar
now.
And I think that, in and of itself, influence, per se. Like, you need to, like, if you're influencing everyone to just, like, be hustling all the time and never taking time for yourself,
mm-hmm.
that's not a good use of your audience
platform,
power,
yeah.
Your platform.
Audience power.
Audience power. I could not think of the word. So like sharing that you are taking a 2-week detox, you are going to go on this. I think I've seen that on other influencers pages and I'm even like, I need to take one. Like,
yeah,
for like
it's a reminder, right?
It's a reminder. Because I'm like, I literally have been on Instagram every day for the past month.
Yeah.
And that's not healthy. Yeah. So it's like a big reminder.
Sometimes I even find it where I'm like, I keep seeing people like creating such beautiful content.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, my creativity is at like an all-time low right now. And then I'll beat myself up about it. And then I just will be like inactive for like a week or so. But then I'll get to like the middle or the end of the week and I'm like, don't worry, like listen to myself. And I'll be like, don't worry, child. It's going to come back. And then it's going to like, when it comes back, it's going to come back like hard.
Exactly.
And then it always does. Everyone just needs like to take a break.
Yeah.
And then come back to it. Because if you don't, okay, one of my favorite tarot cards. I'm just gonna be. It's gonna be a bit spooky dooky here for a second. Is the Four of Swords.
Okay.
And it's about the yoga position Savasana, and it's the yoga pose for deep restoration. But this card tells us that if we don't rest and recharge, we can't come back fully. So if we don't like take the time out to like just sort our own shit out. Figure out what we want to fucking do with our minds and our, like, energy and just, like, breathe, then how do we expect to show up fully in what we do for work, what we do, like, with our relationships and just even, like, anything around us, like, our homes and everything.
It's, like, the most fundamental, like, nature, like, the fact that we go to sleep every night is, like, because we need to recharge and, like, pick back up. So it's the same with, like, our processes and our workflow and our, like, mental state. Like, we need to wind down, then we can wind back up. We have to wind down to wind back up.
I mean, think of it this way: like, if you're actually working a 9-to-5, you're working from Monday to Friday.
Yeah.
Unless you decide, I mean, unless you're supposed to work on Saturday, but you have one day off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also decide to take time off for going, like, if you want to go on vacation and everything like that. But then comes like people who do like who basically have a blog or on Instagram 24/7, where they feel like, if they take a day off or if they take 2 days off, there might be like consequences or like repercussions, but
stakes are a little higher because that's their focus.
It's like if I take the Monday off because I'm not feeling well, then I'm like, okay, so like a brand could have emailed me, they could have sent this partnership that they wanted by the end of the day.
They
want like an answer by the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that kind of stress is what I think, like us full time, we're like, always on and we're like, oh my god, we could always like take our camera out on a Saturday and I'm like, no, we don't need to do that. We can just like go enjoy our time. We can go like thrifting, we can go like spin, like walk in the park with Evie. We don't have to like think about content creation
because we've started doing that now as well. Like we won't shoot, we won't do anything on the weekends because when we have brand collaborations, we'll be emailing, like, Carolyn, we'll be emailing our managers, like, in the week, and like people respond in the week and no one responds on the weekend, and like sometimes I like will book a photo shoot on the weekend with like odd clients if they need to based on their availability, but I try not to just because like I love that time just
to
myself.
I know,
and
right?
Because also like I'm just like, oh, like I thought being a freelancer, being like full time, like doing what I love and what I wanted to do, like self-employed, I would have so much time to do like my own thing, but it's not the fucking case.
It's not the case.
I'm on all the time and rest, honeys.
That's the motto.
That's the motto.
I mean, there's literally the, I mean, like say for example, even if we take 2 weeks off, but we're still working, I can still feel like mentally I'm a bit tired because like maybe the blog might be playing at the back of my head saying like, okay, you haven't done anything. You haven't really shot about this. This is a second project that you're doing that you have. So it's kind of like a, again, bringing it back to like, it's a mental game that you just have to somehow find like a good place where you feel like, you know what, like do whatever you want to do when you feel happy about it. And if you're not, then just, like
you know
take
what?
A step back.
You can always take inspiration from like the like traditional, like 9-to-5, like they don't pay you to come into work, like whatever, like you get a weekend, you don't come into work. It's, it's the law, it's the rule, like whatever. We, like, don't take that in freelance because you can work. You have the freedom to work. But if you just adopt the same, like, structure, I think if I had done that when I was freelance, like, take... It doesn't have to be, like, 2 consecutive days, but it can be any 2 days that I just take off that I know, okay, this is not the day to work. Like, if I was at a regular job, I would not be working. So try and, like, dial that back to yourself. Make yourself accountable to yourself.
I know people who don't work on a Monday, but they'll work on the Saturday because they like their Sunday and Monday kind of for chill. Because everyone's so, like... stressed on a Monday. So then you're the only one who's not stressed, so you feel kind of just like better and not part of that like stress head mentality.
So it's like
I
taking the
really
format
important.
And like tweaking it for yourself essentially, right? Like,
I like that.
Cheat a little bit.
Yeah, take a cheat code.
Thank you for such beautiful pieces of advice. Wow.
Oh my god. What a great time. I was a little bit nervous at the start, but
you can tell. You could not tell.
Really?
No.
I always get nervous when I have to speak.
Speaking is hard. What's next? What's happening?
Oh my god, what's happening? We're ramping up. I think we're taking some inspiration from you guys. Gonna get into the video scene, you know?
Yes.
Try to be... I definitely want to dive into that. Because I studied some photography when I was in high school. Not in high school, in university. And now I want to delve a little further.
Cool.
Look at video.
You've dabbled in video.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit, casually. I want to like take it a little bit more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Give it some more effort.
Well, I think, we're just gonna go back to basics, which is... The whole idea of the blog was kind of like, well, actually the blog was supposed to be the main attraction or like the platform to like share knowledge, and then obviously
as Instagram
picked up steam, and that's when we went ahead with Instagram. But again, I think we were actually having a talk yesterday itself, and
we had like a meeting. I don't know,
minutes.
Ooh. I wanted to like make it official. Yeah, like I think he wants to focus on like trying to write more, and we have like interests that we want to. So
that's
another
awesome.
Way that we're gonna like take our own flavors, and, like put them on different platforms.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because we realize it's not about the number or like the number of people that follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we've been very blessed to like. Bump into a couple of people that actually like our stuff and follow us, and that means a lot. So it kind of does tell that, you know what, do like people do follow, it's like the few number of people that constantly follow and know what we're up to, or like maybe they like a specific blog post or something that we're writing about, which means a lot more compared to us just
like a number on a screen.
Right. Yeah,
it's like cliched, but it's been so meaningful. Like anytime we've bumped into someone and like had that conversation, it's been like, so we like remember it.
Yeah.
All the time we've like made friends from.
I can literally remember.
Yeah, we've made tons of friends
from
that. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Positive. And where can we find you on the internet?
Where?
Instagram.
That's the main
right
one.
There.
I would say Instagram at What We Wore Blog.
Yes.
Is where we're at. If you can ever persuade the owner of What We Wore to bump off, that'd be fantastic.
We've tried it for years, but
it's like What We Wore an actual like.
It's like a baby clothes account that's been defunct for like 3 years.
Oh,
like everyone, go flood the account.
I've been DMing her like so politely. I found her on Facebook.
Oh.
Don't do this. It's not legal advice. I like tried to like get in touch, but it didn't work.
Oh my god, I've tried to like get in touch with Omar.
Yeah,
he has 4 posts. is private,
yeah.
And his bio reads, "No, I will not sell my account." Wow. And I'm like, "What is your cost?
Mug.
What is your cost?
Name your price,
mug.
Sir.
Can you imagine how much he would sell it for?
Probably a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Fuck. It's never gonna happen.
Anyway,
Omar, if you're
life goes on.
Yeah. Life goes. Do you know what life goes on?
There we go.
Instagram might die soon. Who knows?
I was just thinking about Facebook. I remember being a kid and Facebook. I was like telling myself, like,
yeah,
Facebook
yeah.
is the shit at that point of time. Like now, people like hate Facebook and they even hate like Mark Zuckerberg. It's gonna be the exact same thing.
I mean, something
it's
else
on,
is
it's
warning.
On
something,
Facebook.
Yeah.
Right.
But like something else, I feel like will come to like.
It's just the
take it. But I feel like Instagram's quite good at like.
Adapting, yeah,
because like Snapchat
yeah.
was sick,
stealing,
and then Instagram introduced stories,
yeah.
and Snapchat had face fillers, and then Instagram made their own face fillers
mm-hmm.
that were even fucking.
They're good at
yeah.
like holding their own for sure.
Yeah,
and then like
yeah.
Vine tried to be a thing, fail, and then Instagram was like, "Oh, we're gonna do video now."
I think if it involves money, it's gonna be viable.
I can't remember when Instagram didn't have video. Like, why am I having a hard time doing that?
It was
shortly,
a little bit before Vine like took the plummet.
Wow!
Because it was only 15 seconds that you could upload.
Yeah.
And then
I
they
remember
changed
that.
It to a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
Because now it's a minute, right?
It's a minute.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
A minute.
And then like
IGTV,
and then IGTV,
yeah.
IGTV happened, which I mean, like that's confusing.
Exactly.
So.
Great.
Well, we will see.
Oh my god!
Yay! Thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank you guys.
Well,
that was fun.
Yay!
Good
really
chat.
Was.
Great chat.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast. You can find all relevant social links down in the description, and make sure to follow us both on Insta at Mr. Benfield
and at Omar Takes Pics, and also find us on YouTube at Matt and Omar. If you feel so inclined, leave us a little review on whatever you're listening to the show on, because that would be cute. And we'll see you back here next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.